BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
So this week, in place of our regular podcast, you are getting some classic 24 years at the tap end. As it's Christmas Eve, I thought I'd take you back to the Halloween special.
Yeah, I know, it seems a bit random, but this is a story that involves me getting chucked out of a nightclub on Halloween. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio. Hear the theme tune!
I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did.
24 years at the tap end.
At the tap end.
It's back. It's time for more 24 years at the tap end.
It's a Halloween themed. Do you call it a special? I mean, is that too far?
Yes.
Yes. It's a Halloween edition of 24 years at the tap end.
Episode.
If you're keen.
Yeah, I'm keen.
Keen?
Keen.
I'm going to take you to my 18th year at the tap end if you're keen.
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 I'm very keen for all of the above.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Studdo.
Not steady. Ready.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Now there'll be a gap.
There'll be a short gap whilst I get the papers in order, Scott. Okay, 18th year at the tap end, keen.
Ready. Yes.
Ready.
Ready.
Halloween time was a very exciting time at Glen Eyre Halls, my old halls at Southampton University. It was a great excuse to mix two important parts of student life, partying and fancy dress.
Yes.
This was also one of the first major fancy dress events since Freshers Week, which I was still recovering from. I got a really bad bout of Freshers Flu.
Did you?
When I was a fresher. Did you have the same? You weren't a student, were
you? No, never a student,
yeah,
really.
But he picks it up from his gigs.
Yes, you get it every year, don't you?
To be honest, I do.
I've never been able to pinpoint exactly what it is.
I have, it's getting off of people.
Is it?
Yeah, getting off of people and not enough sleep.
I'm joking, obviously. I think it is a mix of things. I don't think it is one thing.
Get a Freshers Flu jab?
Good, I don't know.
Is it like, does this year's one protect you against like swine, H1N1 and Pink. Freshers?
I was still sharing a room whilst the uni found me alternative accommodation, but I had started to meet a few people on nights out. And I'd become particularly good friends with four girls and a couple of guys from D Block.
Oh, yeah.
Who I had arranged to go out with on Halloween. The plan was a good one. My halls bar, Glen Bar, was going to throw a Halloween party. And then everyone was going to head into town on buses to a club called Icon.
Yes.
Where the main event was happening. The day had arrived and I went out to go get my fancy dress outfit. I wanted to keep it on the cheap and wasn't feeling particularly creative. So decided to go for a standard devil outfit. Red cape, red horns, a tail, and one of those forks that devils carry.
Oh no, not a sexy devil. Did you go as a sexy devil?
No, Chris.
No.
What's a sexy devil?
Oh.
I don't understand. Why does it have to be sexy? Because it's Halloween. Why is that?
I don't know. This is probably one for Becky then. I was...
What?
Well, no, because it's a girl
thing.
Last time
you saw her in a sexy outfit.
We don't really see blokes doing the sexy...
No, I meant fancy dress.
Valid point, though.
No, I meant fancy dress. Oh, God.
I just ordered a Ghostbusters outfit yesterday with full proton pack.
Is it a sexy Ghostbusters?
No, but it's a normal Ghostbusters, but the female option is a sexy Ghostbusters, so it's like it's cut away where the cleavage is and everything's sort of rolled up. No proton pack for the female option, though, I don't think.
Women aren't allowed to operate machinery.
Yeah. I appreciate that for girls it's really difficult to look hot and scary. And on these nights, some do achieve it. It's true, though, it is difficult for girls to look scary and hot, wouldn't you say, Becky?
I don't know, I've never really thought about it.
Well, I mean, when you're planning...
I normally choose, one or the other.
But what are you planning for Halloween? What?
I'd probably just shove a sheet over my head and cut two eye holes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's very minimal effort.
I would cut holes there!
Oh, no,
why would I cut holes there? I'm going as a ghost!
Sexy ghost. Sexy ghost. Why don't handsomers do that? Simple. Just the thought of Becky and a ghost in a sheet. Sorry.
I don't know what to say.
Gather myself. Anyway, I got myself over to Glenbar, where the first party was happening for our halls. It was filling up nicely. It was clearly going to be a busy one. The bar looked great as well. They had draped off different... Sorry.
I think about me and my ghost outfit again. I'm glad it makes you happy.
They had draped... Sorry. That's it. Is that the end? Sorry, everyone. We're going to have to postpone.
Do you want a song to think about it?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Is it easier if I leave the room? Just, shall pause? I leave the room for the
no,
rest
no,
of what's happened?
No, it's fine. Don't. It's just, I just won't look at you. They had draped...
Is it because the word drape makes you think of me putting a sheet over my head?
I know this. I'm sorry. Okay. The bar looked great.
Okay, you say the bar looked great. I'll say they draped
they
and then
draped
you can
off
get
different
off.
Areas.
Okay.
The bar. Oh. The bar looked great as well.
They draped off different areas.
And put cobwebs and Halloween decorations everywhere. Halloween cocktails were on. I can't remember the names of them, but I remember two of them were called Pumpkin Punch and Satan's Balls.
Oh, jeez.
I like how Becky's just giving up.
I'm having a chocolate.
We had a great time, apart from every half hour or so when the smoke machine would interfere with the fire alarms and everyone would be kicked out. This didn't dampen spirits, though, and everyone boarded the buses to head into Southampton Town Centre to the club called Icon and its Halloween party. As I walked through the doors, the wall of sound and heat hit me. It was a banging night. So many people all in fancy dress. I'm not a great dancer, but having the devil's fork helped. It's far easier to dance with something in your hands.
True.
The Halloween tunes were on. In the hustle and bustle, I was pushed a couple of times. I didn't say anything and let it go. I was having a good time. But the couple of guys next to me wouldn't let it drop and kept shoulder barging into the people I was with. The music changed and on came the Ghostbusters theme. This was my Halloween song. I loved it. If you've got the audio tape for this biography, press play now.
Oh, okay.
I've provided you with music.
You could have warned me about this.
I did. I've put it in there. You just need to press play. That's the one.
Yes.
Now, this is like my not just Halloween anthem. When I hear this, I get excited.
I think it's
not
one
like
of,
that.
I think it's one of Ray Parker Jr.'s best.
This has been one of my favourite songs from a young age, and I just wanted to enjoy it.
Do you think he's rich off of that song?
Yes.
Do you think?
I don't know, actually, because don't you get rich from songs if they're always played on the radio?
I bet you he lives in like a massive mansion in LA just because of that song.
Although, wasn't he in that TV advert for 118, whatever it is?
Was he?
Yeah. So maybe he's not as
okay,
loaded
possibly
as you think.
Not then. Maybe I'm wrong.
Back to Ghostbusters. I wasn't going to let anyone ruin my moment, but the blokes next to me kept on pushing. Then out of nowhere, one of them really knocked into me, sending me and the girl I was with to the ground. The Ghostbusters music took over, and I felt the need to have a go at this guy. Ironically, he was dressed as a ghost. Not my... Sorry.
Not my sort of ghost.
Not Becky's kind.
Where was his other hole?
Ironically, he was dressed as a ghost, and that combined with the music sent me into action. I didn't have a proton pack with me, but I did have my pitchfork, and I pronged him hard with it. His mates piled in, and a pushing match ensued. Within moments, I was grabbed by security and forcibly removed from the club. I was told I was banned and to not return again.
Seriously, how many places have you been banned from? Because this is a recurring theme.
Two. It's fine. Three.
So did they put a picture up of you? You
know, like when, a cab company.
When people are banned, did they put a picture up of you in your devil's outfit? Do not let this man in.
No, there was no sort of wanted pictures or anything. I was just told. And as a first year, you do what you're told, don't you?
Because you could have probably got in dressed as yourself.
Not,
they were
Becky,
expecting
I'm not
a sexy
lie.
Devil.
I did go back again.
Yeah, I thought you probably would have done.
I went incognito.
What? In a
moustache? Dressed as a ghost.
No, I was dressed as a sheep, if you must know.
What did you wear for a sheep?
It was like a black top with cotton wool stuck all over it.
What, so you went home, changed into a sheep costume and came back?
No, this was a later date.
Oh, right. I'll just go and put on that sheep outfit and then I'll never know.
No, there was a social going to that same club and I thought, right, well, it's a different fancy dress. I'm as a sheep. Mm. They won't recognise me, will they? Because devil to sheep is, it'd be hard to...
It's quite different.
It seemed a bit unfair and they confiscated my pitchfork. I consoled myself with cheesy chips on the way home, walking on my own back to Glen Eyre Halls, quite literally tail in hand. It hadn't been the ideal end to my first Halloween in Southampton.
Tail in hand?
No, not like that. It was, no, I had a, it was a devil tail.
Which, I know, yeah.
Yeah.
Just that's, swinging it about on your walk home?
Well, yeah, that's the phrase, isn't it? Tail in hand.
Tail between your legs, was it?
Was that what I was meant to say? Not tail
yeah.
in hand.
Tail yes. in hand is something else.
I can rewrite that then.
Yeah.
Okay, I went back to my... I walking on my own back to Glen Eyre Halls, quite literally with tail in...
My tail between...
Tail between legs.
My legs, yeah.
Good. Theme tune?
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the top end.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
There'll be another Tap End tomorrow on this podcast. Get it from BBC Sounds. Subscribe.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.